Now we have letters to the evening news, which this week have people writing in about the magic of television, roadworks, doing the right thing, and helping the NHS.
Jean Borrett Wingfield of Ditchingham writes about the magic of television. Was the TV years ago more magical with the likes of Paul Daniels on our screens? I think it was for most of us because there wasn't so much choice. TV didn't run for 24 hours a day 40 years ago. What we never had, we never missed and never expected. So when we started our day, we had reasonably clear minds and actually, I think, looked forward to evening TV. Our brains were not clouded by breakfast TV jumping about in front of tired brains. Back then, TV programmes were more entertaining. It was their purpose to relax us after a hard day at work or school. Also, I think the programmes were funnier. You had the likes of Frank Spencer in Some Mothers Do Have 'Em, which was hilarious. The action-packed scenes comprised stunts which Michael Crawford did himself, and they had us laughing until tears came.
Staggered by this junction, says Daniel Ford Podgson of Flegborough. Am I the only one who feels that the new junction at Postwick is utterly bonkers? It's badly designed, illogical, confusing and poorly finished. I am, as usual, astounded that the relevant parties ever signed off on this design and granted permission for work to start. I am only guessing that it was designed by someone who had never driven a car. Ironically, of course, it doesn't even go anywhere. Perhaps one day there may be a Northern Relief Road, but until then, it's simply a white elephant. I certainly pity any driver who attempts to navigate to Thorpe St Andrew from a westerly direction. Why on earth would you dig up the eastbound slip road? Meanwhile, the A47 either side of this money pit is peppered with crater-like potholes, some of which have been there upwards of 10 years. They dug out plenty of earth in the construction period. Surely they could have directed a shovelful or two in that direction. Oh well, I'm sure there's someone who believes it's money well spent.
James Utting from Heatherset comments on a recent road accident. I'm very pleased to see that Jade Harrington emerged unscathed from her accident when her car spun into the central barrier on the A47 after aquaplaning out of control in standing water. I'm concerned, however, that the man who selflessly helped her out of her car into the safety of his own would be criticised by the emergency service. Without being present, it is of course impossible for me to assess the situation accurately, but I feel I would have done the same as he did in the circumstances reported. The risk of serious injuries to occupants of cars which have had minor accidents on dual carriageways, then being hit by following vehicles, would outweigh in my mind the danger of moving them, unless the circumstances of the accident suggested the likelihood of a severe injury. After many years' involvement with motorsport, I have never been aware of a neck injury of any severity resulting from a low-speed spin into a barrier. I expect the Good Samaritan is relieved Miss Harrington insisted the roof was not cut off his car.
And finally, Jennifer Waring of Norwich says we must all play our part in helping the NHS. I have recently seen a pair of crutches clearly marked the property of Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, which were deposited next to some black bins for disposal by Norwich City Council. This leads me to wonder how many millions of pounds are wasted each year because people cannot be bothered to return borrowed equipment. This lax attitude, along with people not turning up for appointments, asking for unnecessary medication and visiting hospitals and calling ambulances with trivial health problems, is why the NHS is losing money. When we have no NHS, these selfish people will complain the loudest. Please, do your bit towards saving the NHS so we can all benefit. Don't bleed it dry, because I pay for it.